This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. So check this out about the insanity of the fake science behind these COVID-19 tests right now. There was a football player on the Saints. I remember the Saints being New Orleans. I don't know if it is now. I don't follow sports. The NFL's a joke. But this football player had tested positive one morning for COVID-19. And then there was talk that, oh, they were going to have to cancel the game. But then that same football player took another test later in the afternoon, tested negative. So then the team announced, well, we're going to go ahead and play. He's negative. Well, wait a second. Which test do you believe? I mean, if these tests are contradicting each other, and the truth is many of these tests have false positives, many of them have false negatives. So if you test somebody, let's say 10 times, whether or not they have the virus, you might get 5 positive tests and 5 negative tests. So if you're just looking for a negative test, then you obviously just keep testing the person over and over again until you get a negative, and then you say, that's the one we want. And then you go ahead and play your game or whatever. That's not scientific. That's BS. It reminds me of the time when I was snorkeling. Well, I'm sorry. It was actually diving. I was scuba diving off the coast of Australia at the Great Barrier Reef. And this is actually where I got my scuba certification. The organization is called PADI, P-A-D-I. That's what Australia uses instead of whatever it's called in the U.S. So I got trained. I was living in Manly, Australia for a summer. And to not be bored and not go crazy, I took scuba diving classes. And so I got certification under PADI for, I think, 20 meters deep. And went out on this dive boat out on the Great Barrier. And this was, you know, I was still a teenager, I think, at this time. It was like 19 or something. And the boat had something like 75 people on it, right? So we were all scuba diving on the Great Barrier. And the problem with these boats is that every once in a while, they leave somebody out there who dies because there are a lot of underwater currents. And if you don't pay attention to what you're doing, you can be like swimming along underwater at a depth of 10 or 15 meters. And you get caught in one of these currents and you don't realize it, but you're being swept really far away. And then eventually you come up to surface and you find out the boat's like 500 meters away. You're like trying to swim back to the boat with all your scuba gear on, which is very cumbersome to swim with all that gear. So what they do on these dive boats is they do a count. So, you know, after everybody's done diving, then they come on the loudspeaker and they say, hey, everybody, stay still. We're going to have somebody go around the boat and count. And this is a multi-level boat. You know, it's got like 3 levels or something, or at least 2, as I recall. And, you know, it's got a bar and it's got eating tables and it's got whatever. It's like a giant party boat, I guess. Not that we were partying on it. We were just diving. But so they have somebody walk around and count everybody. And the first time they counted, let's say we had 75 people on the boat. I don't remember the exact number, but the first time they counted, they didn't get 75. So they come on the loudspeaker and they say, oh, well, hey, everybody, we're going to have to ask you to be perfectly still again, because that time we only got 74 people. So then everybody, you know, sits down and they do a count again. And a few minutes later, they come on the loudspeaker again and they said, everybody, we still can't leave. That time we got 76 people. It's like there's only 75 on the boat, right? So they say, everybody be still again. We're going to have to count everybody again. So they did the count again. And then the third time they came on and said, oh, we got 75. We're leaving. And I'm thinking, because I'm a mathematically minded person, I'm thinking, how do you know that's an accurate count? If you got 76 one time, and there's obviously not 76 people, there's only 75, then how do we know that your 75 count doesn't mean there's actually 74? Because you don't know what you're doing. You're not counting accurately. There could be, you know, Joe Bob out there, 20 meters under, drifting out to sea. And then sure enough, years later, there was a couple, I think, that was left out and died on the Great Barrier Reef off of one of these dive boats that I was on. Well, I understand why, because they're just counting, and just if they just randomly happen to get the right number, then they leave. Well, that's the way COVID tests are being run in America on the football teams. No doubt, same thing with basketball teams. No doubt on the airplanes, whatever. The point is, these tests are scientifically meaningless because they have no accuracy or specificity. They can be falsely wrong or falsely right, you know, false positives or false negatives. And no one knows which one you have. So if you take a test and it comes back positive, there's really no certainty that you're positive. Or if you take a test and you're negative, there's absolutely no certainty that you're negative. The test is meaningless because there's no accuracy, no specificity, no sensitivity. It's meaningless. And yet this is what's driving policy. So from a science point of view, this is a total fraud. It's a complete joke. And then the media says, oh, we've got, you know, X number of new cases today. Well, were any of those people sick? No, they were just testing positive. They're cases. No, they're not. Those aren't cases unless they're sick. If they don't show any symptoms, they're not fatigued, they don't have fevers, they're not coughing, they have no symptoms, they're not sick. It doesn't count. Just carrying a virus around or part of a virus around, that doesn't equal a sickness. Because trust me, you're carrying millions of viruses around. You don't have millions of diseases. You don't have millions of sicknesses. Imagine if they declared a global pandemic based on every single viral strain that people were carrying around. There'd be a million pandemics right now. You'd have a million different lockdowns. You'd never be able to move, you know, freely on the streets or anywhere. Because they say, well, you have viruses in your body. Yeah, everybody does, dumbass. Everybody. In fact, people have more bacteria cells than human cells in their body. You are more non-human than human if you go by the cell count. And then many of those bacteria have viruses themselves. So you have more viruses in your body than you have human cells. Did you know that? Way more viruses in your body than human cells. It's not even close. So why aren't you sick and diseased and in bed all the time? Because you're not sick. There's no symptoms. Not a case. So this testing, it's insane, and yet is driving public policy. It is a crime against humanity that this is how they're running the science. You know, I had thought back in March and April, I assumed that at some point the tests would get better, you know, that they would become more accurate. Nope, never became more accurate. And I think it's because they didn't want them to be more accurate. They wanted to run mass hysteria based entirely on so-called cases, you know, positive results, whether or not they're true. And in order to do that, they had to have really crappy tests that produce mostly false positives. So this is a, quote, pandemic that is driven almost entirely by false positive tests. You might as well, instead of calling it COVID-19, you should call it, you know, false positive 19 or false positive 20, I guess, would be more accurate. I don't think that most of these people, quote, have COVID-19. And by the way, as Sherry Tenpenny pointed out in a recent interview, COVID-19 is a description of a collection of symptoms plus the virus. Just because somebody has a virus, they don't have COVID-19. COVID-19 is the name of a sickness. It's a set of symptoms. But they're saying people have COVID when they just test positive for the virus. That's not even medically accurate. It's not scientifically correct. That's just wrong. I don't know what would be the equivalent of that. I guess they would say, if you have one cell in your body that has replicated in a bad way, then they would say you have cancer. But do you really have cancer if you just have one abnormal cell? No, because everybody's got abnormal cells. Everybody's got what are called microtumors all throughout their body. As long as they don't continue to replicate and expand and become symptomatic, you don't, quote, have cancer. You might have some abnormal cells, but they're under control. Everybody's got them. Everybody. So if we're going to deal with this in some kind of a rational way, you know, we've got to pull back the mass insanity from the medical establishment and the science establishment and the media establishment none of whom are exercising anything resembling real science when it comes to testing and test results and the definition of cases, the definition of a sickness, and so on. And yes, even though this thing was very dangerous in April, it has mutated to be something far less dangerous. And now we know it is virtually no risk to people under the age of, let's say, 50, or certainly under the age of 30. So that's where we are now, but the media is still acting like we're all going to die if we don't shut down our economy forever. And New York is shutting down again. The second wave of tyranny is here. Crazy times, folks, crazy times. But read my website, naturalnews.com, to stay informed. And you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. And also check out my channel on brighteon.social, the alternative to Twitter and Facebook. My username there is @HealthRanger. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams. Be safe.